Representative Don Young says it will be tough to turn around the Air Force's planned move of an F-16 fighter jet squadron from Eielson to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. The Air Force says transferring the squadron, which is used for training in areas near Eielson, will save money. Speaking in Fairbanks yesterday, Young echoed the message of Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, saying the best tactic is to disprove the alleged cost savings.
It's going to be very difficult, but that's where the city of Fairbanks, state of Alaska, I've made suggestions. We're going to find out what information they base that decision on, see if we can encourage them to look at the mission. And because there's no way they can really implement this mission with the planes being in Anchorage. Number one, they have to fly up here to do the training. That's expensive. So how does that save money? But again, I'm not telling the Air Force what to do. I'm going to try to explain to them. I hope Fairbanks does the same thing, that this is really not a good move.
The military is making similar moves across the country as it looks to trim the budget. And Young says Alaska does not have the clout of more populous states in the lower 48 to fight back.
We're out of sight, out of mind. We're 5,500 miles away. We have a three-person delegation. And why they still insist on holding on like Fort Hood or Fort Lewis or Fort Yuckamucka, what do you call it? They have no training capability. But remember, they may have 35, 40 legislators and, you know, out of sight, out of mind, we're a long ways away. So that's always a challenge we have as a delegation.
Young says another challenge is that the jets and the over 1,000 service members and support personnel that go with them are being moved from one Alaska base to another, not out of state. There's concern that the F-16 move is a first step toward closing Eielson when there's another round of base realignment and closure, but Young said he's been assured by Chairman of the Military and Armed Services Committee, Buck McKinnon, there will not be a BRAC round during the next 4 years.